Building a superhero body. Welcome to the Kuya Manzano podcast, where instead of daily, which I post once in a blue moon, but there, something I'm working on. As I say in every podcast I've been recording for the last year. Oh well, that's me sadly procrastinating. The episode of today is talking about my progress with coaching. We determined that the objective for the next 2 weeks is to focus on my bodybuilding. I want to have a superhero body, athletic, worth of gay magazine cover. That's the body. And for it, I want to go through the vegan diet mostly. Method, and because that's what I've been doing and what I'm believing to be the correct way for health lately in the last years, and I feel better, my stomach problems are reduced. And aside from that, I need to get on a serious bodybuilding program, which I have zero idea of. So the determination we had with the coach is we're gonna look for measurements so we can see the progress, and then workout routines so we can start testing what works, what doesn't. I feel encouraged because I posted recently a TikTok without the t-shirt, and one of my friends and followers said that I am in the best shape ever, because I post normally every other week or every week I post some shirtless shirtless video or picture for proof of progress. And he said, I'm in the best shape ever. So, I love that. Not only because it flatters me, also because I agree with that. And it's an external confirmation, so it's not just my own self-love bias. I agree, it resonates in a moment that I'm doing more exercise than before and taking more care about what I'm eating than before. I'm cutting on carbs a lot. Yeah, reducing. Well, absolutely, I have no white rice. If I have rice, it's brown rice. Reducing the bread, reducing potatoes, reducing fried stuff. Yeah. So, well, taking care of my diet more. I changed the breakfast in the morning into cereals and oatmeal, so I have more fiber, because in my last blood analysis they said I was lacking. So why do I tell you that? Because I had a checkup, I saw the stats, right? And then, okay, I have a deficiency in fiber. Okay, so let's change my diet, right? Measure, see what works, what's not working. Okay, so I was lacking fiber. Okay, let's change. Okay, that's the point. If something's not working, if you're deficient in something, it's not helping your objectives, it's getting you worse, change it so you get better. So I changed my diet, so I'm now on those on the cereal, on the oatmeal, and I'll measure again maybe December, yeah, and see if my diet is being effective or not. Also, I got this protein shake with that helps some weight reduction. It helps me trim down, number one. Number two, it helps with the muscle recovery after the workout. So let's see how that works. I've just been doing it 3 or 4 days. I would say I see results already, but maybe they're just in my imagination. Could be. All right, but it all retrofeeds. It all gives, feeds on each other, it helps, it builds on each other. Because, for example, if I'm doing the protein shake, I need to work out before, because I cannot take it without, that would make me fat. So I want to take the shake because it's very yummy, it's chocolate, and it's a meal replacer at late night, for example, that I shouldn't eat anymore, or I don't need to eat to feel so full. So, but I need to work out first, so that gives me an extra impulse, an extra motivation to work out. I also bought a workout bench, yeah, to do abs and to do barbell, dumbbell exercises. So I spent the money for that, so now I have to use it because I want the return of investment. So that helps, right? And I know my medical stats, so I need to change my diet for that also, and I want to lose my stomach also. You know, so everything is adding and building on each other. So there, just sharing with you, if you have a very sexy body worth of a magazine cover, a sexy magazine cover, then I'll appreciate that you give me your inputs, your tips and tricks. I'll be very interested in having your input and a conversation about that. Reach out to me. I'm Kuya Manzano in every social media network, and I reply to the person to the messages personally, more or less daily. All right. So love and infinity.